Sinkholes. In the Montafon, you can find many such funnels in the natural landscape, like the ones you see in the woods on the Crisberg. Not all of them are from mining, though. In the area around St. Anton, for example, the indentations are from caved-in gypsum holes that were washed out by water. They have been named Gipsdolinen or Gypsum Dolinas. Archaeological investigations have been carried out in the Silbertal and prehistoric mining was discovered. The oldest mine in the region can be found on the Crisberg. If they are observant, hikers can make out the traces that mining has left behind. In the framework of an interdisciplinary research project that has been running since the year 2000, besides the research being done on the history of vegetation on the moors of Bartholomeberg and Silbertal, other archaeological research is being carried out with the goal of finding evidence of mining in the Bronze Age. In the framework of this research project, extensive prospecting and inspections were not only carried out to explore the moors, but also to look at the known indications of mining to see if they held clues or traces of old mining that is older than the mostly well-preserved and easily recognized mining relics of the High and Late Middle Ages. The first archaeological digs were begun in 2003 in the back of the Silver Valley, in the Galfluna Valley, in a small open-pit mine with traces of fire. In the summer of 2005, another archaeological survey was done on the Crisberg in a sinkhole field or ore mining pit field near the Crisberg saddle lift, which would determine the age of the mining relics. To do this, they dug a long profile ditch through two sinkholes in order to determine the shape and depth of these small mining pits. The so-called sinkholes are close to the surface mining pits, where a short shaft was driven into the ground and the discarded dirt or tailing was deposited in a circle around the shaft. What they were mining for was iron ore. Coal was discovered on the old surface during the excavations and sent in to be dated. Two radiocarbon datings done in Vienna dated it back to the 11th or 12th centuries, the High Medieval period. These are, then, the oldest archaeologically proven traces of mining in the Montafon and also in Vorarlberg. Even so, the mention of 8 iron melting furnaces in the documents concerning reclaimed Grishin ration land from the year 842 AD indicate an even longer history of mining in the area of Bludenz and Klostertal and the Montafon. The goal of additional archaeological excavations is to find even older traces of mining, perhaps from as far back as the Bronze Age. In connection with prospecting and archaeological excavations, slag, slag heaps or smelting places will be looked for. Their sites will not only be set on copper and the Bronze Age, but also on the question of how iron ore was used in Celtic times, from which a few individual archaeological finds come, like two lance heads and a clasp. There were also intensive settlements in the moors and on the settlement hill in the Friaga Forest in Bartholomeberg. In 1966, with the iron ore artifacts found in Bludenz Unterstein in mind, the former director of the Vorarlberg State Museum, Elmer von Bank, expressed his notion that the iron ore from the Devena stock, that is, Klostertal, Silbertal, and Bartholomeberg, could have been mined and utilized as early as Celtic times.